wondering, sort of reflecting back to when you first started working together in 2012, you know, what were the sort of the building blocks to establishing that trust in your relationship?
I think early on I tried to be really open with both of the heads. I would always ask them what input they would like and then respect that. Philip and Sue are the headmistress in the girls division, want to be involved in very different things, so I just have to have that individual relationship with both of them and then respect what they've said, and also to ask which donors and stakeholders they particularly might like to take the lead on or already have a well-established relationship with, that I can just augment what they're doing and support them with continuing to develop that. And then just having their endorsement, them introducing you at drinks events or introducing you to speak, asking you to come and speak at inset sessions, so that the whole school community understands that you have their blessing to do your job and to do it well.
So sort of giving you the endorsement and giving you the platform that you need and the introductions you need.
Exactly.
I think that the engagement with the whole school community is really important in two ways. One of the great positives around development work at our school has been that the old boys and girls can very often bring an enormous wealth of experience into the school. And in fact, we've more or less redesigned our careers programme around using alumni contacts to tell the story of their lives as part of careers. And that in terms of development is very definitely friendship raising. There's no doubt that creates the warmth with the school. We have used somebody's talents, they've offered their talents, we've used them. They often have a nice time when they come into school, and that provides the next steps to that purpose. But it also has the fringe benefit of current colleagues in the school, teaching colleagues, seeing that the development office has a function. Arguably, actually, then overusing that, you know, the other side of that pendulum is I need a speaker, get me one, which is almost an additional type of difficulty compared to what's the development office? Do they live in that building? Are they anything to do with the life of the school? And I think it has been important regularly to have the development office at routine staff inset, just for not a lengthy talk, but just 5 or 10 minutes. Here we are, here's what we're doing, here's why it's important, so that current colleagues understand that they're a vital part of retaining the school that they enjoy working in.